Based on the Rashi, and the Takan El Bishtar. Isha, just like we're saying, so this is the more brings the statements the in Takan El Bishtar. Just like by an Isha, has to mash with the Ebed Enon Nitra Philip Opinion. So the more is understanding that means that when you say El Bishtar means even opinion would not be a full act of freeing him. So the more says that we have the where does it start? Sweet, please. Thank you. Keisha, the hashemash obikesu b'shtar. The counter shall ever is to release him as either b'kesu b'shtar or ishkas pidyon kesu b'shtar. To see b'hadelin of dasu chuf shal nitzan lo. So we know that the halacha is that shtar is a valid option of how to free him. So the more asked kasha from Rebbe that oy bekesav b'shtar and behind the after in a case where he's mafter him or he's yaster plenty avdi, right? In the case of the Shashaponi Avdi, where he didn't do pidyon, so there it's pakel kaspe, and now you cannot do the process. If you use the process of kasef, that works. But he's not using the process of kasef, he was mafter him. So then he has to go through the route of ishtar. Ulfuke behaitanu, hodarbin and evan nitr bekasef. That kasef would be fully effective in freeing him. Is not like the following Tana, the Fukim Haytana, because the Brisa says, Yochel, I would think to say that Yehe Kesef Gomer, Shechrura, Aflef Kim of the Yisr, that Kesef can be Mata, the Shifcha Kananis, just like Shtar can be Mata, Shifcha Kananis, it can take off the Yisr, the Kenyan Yisr Shaboy. So Tamil Lemmer, it says, Rafael Nivdosa, Ura, Kola Parsha, Kula, everything is leading down to that you need the din of being freeing her through shtar. Everything boils down to this locha pasha. After the man that has relations with this woman, who is nechrefes, she's miyuyed to Eved. So the pasuk says he doesn't get punishment because such other parts of that chushal nitin law v'havelon yifdaso chushal nitin law that she wasn't nifta and she didn't get her shtar. Then it says that he doesn't get loyim su kilochu pasha. At the end, it only mentions the process of the pidyon. Of the shtar, not of the pidyon. So it doesn't say loyim su kilochu niftosa or chuf shalom nitin lo. It just says elo loyim su kilochu pasha. Period. Shamanoa that ki niftosa nami loyim su. Even if she already had pidyon, still lo yumsu because the star wasn't given yet. But if there was pidyon, but if there wasn't get shichur yet, lo yumsu, The only thing which really decides the issue is the get shichur. So it says earlier, so a woman who's partially been redeemed could go in. So the Eved Ivri can be with the Baskarin, and the Eved Ivri can be with the Shevcha. So it comes a pasuk and says that Habalel, if somebody else will have relations with her, is Ba'asham. If she's just a shivcha kanan, is totally so. It's b'chal not a shame kedushin. So there's no carbon at all. So the point of mentioning padiyah was not in regards to the final why he's not chayiv misa. It's why there's a chayiv osham. The opinion is not relevant in regards to the Einish Misa, which we'll discuss later on. It is relevant to that for the Chiyav Asha. It connected it similarly to the process of Chipush Hashtar, freeing her through the shtar. Filo niftasa kula, but the shtar ain ba misa. It means that even if she is fully redeemed, but if there's no shtar yet, she's not going to be fully free, and there's no chi of misa. What is the question about how you rebus hashmin and avagav lo niftasa kula al chetze ika asham. So v'hepte lo niftasa. Redarshan, it's talking about a case of a woman who's partially redeemed and partially not. As opposed to if she's not redeemed at all, then there's not even a chiyav asham. So, shoshtar is gamer bo. Mutzila gamer ben mi shibud ben mi yisr. Ben kesav gamer bo, dena mutzila ali midei shibud, avaloi midei yisr. So, kesef is not going to be garment to remove the iser, but it will be garment to remove the shibud. Okay, so the Mor says that they were standing on the pisgah de Beit Tefillah Beis HaKnesses. So, the Mor begins to start with Rav Yitzchak and Rabbi Rashulta Shilas. The Rabbi Shimon was standing by the doorway of the Beit Tefillah. So he asked them, what's the halacha? Do we pass like Shimon or not? Rabbi Shimon answered, I held not. They argued with me. They said in Rav Nachman that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Okay. Rabbi Shilts continues to talk, and he says, "Bechi Asoy, I know the surah." Then eventually, I went to surah, and Ashkachte, I met Rav Chibra Oven, and I asked him, "Emily, easy guva the uvda." Tell me, please, the actual situation, the actual story. Rav Nachman, what did Rav Nachman discuss? What was the scenario and what did he say? Which would then indicate what we're saying, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that the name of Rav Akiva, that only Shtar can free her, the Kesef can't free her totally. So the Morris says that there was a Maisa of this Shifcha Kananis who wanted to be freed. Her master was dying. She did not want to be go over to the children to be Meshubit. So she asked from Nachman, so she asked her master to free her. The master took this item and threw it to her. Shakukumse is kavo. He took his hat and he threw it to her. So they went to Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman said that that's worthless. So what happened was that Man the Chaza, the people who were there, misunderstood the Reb Nachman's reasoning, and they're suggesting it's because he holds there was lacking the Shtar Shichur. Man the Chaza Sarah Mishum, the Halacha Reb Shimon, the reason why Reb Nachman said it was ineffective, because Reb Nachman holds like Reb Shimon. And that's what was the conversation was referring to. That's what the mistake in pshat is. Shayisurim, Sheila Chalupin Hain B'Kinyan Suter. This is the former Kinyan Suter that took place. So the Kinyan is valid. The Kaina Suter is kind of Kikasev. The Siv Shalafish Na'alov and Asan L'Reyu. Now, V'loy Amar Klum, the quote, Loy Amar Klum, the Reb Nachman, that Reb Nachman said, he is because Lacha Kirb Shimon, Matir the Yisrael Kamar Kirb Shimon, Abamide Shibud, Yotzis Shibud, that it was effective to take care of the Shibud, so Loy Amar Klum, she can't marry a Jewish man. Mor says, but Wallahi, that's a mistake. That wasn't the Reb Nachman's reasoning when he said Lomar Klum wasn't because he holds a Reb Shimon over here that Kesef cannot complete the process. Maybe Kesef could complete the process. Oh, here's a different problem. It's Caleb Wallahi. Hi, Dummer Lee. The Reb Nachman Halacha, Reb Shimon. That's not true. Ela'en Halacha Kamar. So I hold that that's not true. That it's we don't pass like Reb Shimon at all. Now Rashi says, so what does that mean? Afmele Shibud lo yotzes. It doesn't do anything. You can't split the two. If it doesn't work for the Isser, it doesn't work for the moment either. So, okay. The Havel Kelim Shomak, the Kamelon Perkas, the Hills of Kramab, the Merk Kelim Shom Kaina. We hold that the king so has to be done the kind of giving it, not the makna. Mishum the reshimira. Fine. Now, Rashi says why the case over here was the odin was the shimira. The Mora said, so let it work because of the rule the reshimira kiksu with concerned on me. From the reshimira leka shrei lo tziva kimoishu levana blachnoisu laatzma b'matna shimira. He didn't use the correct process for shimira if he wanted to do that. He would inform the children he wants them to be mocked and hurt herself. Rather, he wasn't relying on the din of Shkimirah, which is a command that he's giving over to the family that they should do. He's trying to do it right now with this Kenyan. Well, Mareo Toast, it didn't work well. Fine. Holding the last two words in the second line from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Ravashi, Amar Rabbi Eved Shenosa es Bascharin Bifnei Rabbi. Eved who goes through the process of marriage to Bascharin in the presence of his Rebbe is Yotzei L'Cheres. His master is Yotzei L'Cheres. Because he's clearly indicating that he's okay with him marrying a Bas Yisrael. Must be he's freed. Samalei Rabbi Yochanan, yes, Rabbi Zeirum. Kol kach yesh biyotcha. You have this whole smsara from. You have this whole list of names. That this is what you have from Rabbi at this point. Vanishayna. That I have not like that. A case of star erisin l'shiv chosay. Remember mekudeshes. Remember mekudeshes. That the Odin himself was going to marry the shivcha. So obviously, according to the thought process, he must have been meshacher her because he wouldn't allow himself to do an avery either. We were saying that the fact that he's not intervening when the Eved is marrying a different woman, because we were saying it's conclusive because he wouldn't allow the Eved or the woman to do an Aveira. So obviously it would be the same thing vis-a-vis himself. And I have that the Chachamim say the fact that he's marrying his own shivcha, indicating that he freed the shivcha, it's not conclusive. So the same thing over here. Okay. Some more answers. Kedomer Rabba Bar Rav Shila. So that which we're quoting the name of Rebbe, that it's just L'Cheres, they're talking about a case where not that the Eved did it on his own, but the Odin was actually involved in the process of doing it. Just like in regards to a different discussion, whether an Eved putting on tefillin is indicative of the fact that he's freed, because Eved is potter from tefillin. He's putting on tefillin. If they rabbi, is that must be that the Odin has freed him? Because if the Odin had not freed him, he would not allow him to wear tefillin. He shouldn't be wearing tefillin. But the fact, so the Mora says that's not conclusive. Okay, what's conclusive? When the Odin sits there passively and allows him to put on tefillin, but rather when the Odin is actively involved in putting on the tefillin onto the Eved. That's conclusive proof. So same thing over here. Just the Odin being passive and watching the Kedushin taking place is not conclusive. But if the Odin would actively be involved in the process of marrying this woman to the Eved, that is conclusive. And that's what we meant before, the Yotzei L'Cheres.
I'm confused. I thought then the right against that was the Odin marrying the woman, and so he the shivcha, so he's actively involved. That's it's a mekudesh,
right?
Right, but Chum says a mekudesh.
So we will see in the next step of the more. The more asks the question. So the more says. So the fact that the Odin is getting involved in marrying a woman off to him indicates that the Odin has freed him. So Morris says, I don't get it. You're saying that there's no way the Odin would allow his Eved to do an Aveira marrying a Jewish woman unless he freed him. So that's conclusive, but the fact that he's marrying a shivcha kananis, that's not conclusive, because you know maybe he's worried about the Eved doing averus, but he's not worried about himself doing averus. That doesn't make any sense. So if that's true, that it's conclusive from this concern about Averis, should be conclusive vis-a-vis himself marrying the Shifcha. He is clearly addressing the Avera aspect, and he's trying to use the Shtar Erisin as the mice of Shichur and the mice of Erisin simultaneously. So Remeir Sabar Yesh Beloshen Hazel Loshen Shichur. Rabban Sabar Ein Beloshen Hazel Loshen Shichur. So they're arguing in a technical detail, is this a valid way to free? Not because what the intent over here was. The intent was to free here. That's not the question. That's conclusive from his actions. Shirat Mekudashesli, which is what the language of the Shtar says, is that can that be construed to mean that you're Mekudashes, you're a holy woman now, which means you're now freed, and Li, you're Mekudashes to me at the same time. Okay.
If you have it, be great. Okay.
Fine. So Remeir Sabar Yesh Loshen Zeloshen Shichur, Baron Sabar Eim Loshen Zeloshen Shichur. So Rashi, Yotzel Cheres Tap Rashi. Di Lav the Shakre Lohavi Shavik Le the Mintzav Bas Charen. If he had not freed the Eved, he would not allow the Eved to be involved in the Veir of marrying the Bas Charen. Kol Kach Yesh Biyotcha Mishmei the Rebbe. You have this whole Masar in the name of Rebbe, but Ni Shaina. And I have, I've been understanding that any mekudeshes. I have a price who says they're not mekudeshes. The whole thing is not right. And you're giving this whole quote. Shtai Harrison, mekudeshes Lee, bekitshe boy. So he told her this and gave her the Shtai Harrison. So the more answers, Rabbi Bar Shila, he says later on in the sugya that the tefillin are only conclusive if the Adon actively puts the tefillin on the Eved. So here also he see Isha Dilav the Shechere Lehavi Mevet Yisra Al Yadai, because if the Adon had not freed the Eved, he would not be involved in the process of having the Eved marry a Bas Karen. Where it says, so we're thinking such high thoughts about the Odin that he wouldn't allow the Eved to do an Aveiru. And then we're saying maybe he himself is doing an Aveiru. And Shnei says, Shifcha, so he's marrying his Shifcha. He said, Siba Biskachi by Klemmer, Ida Omer, he's Kachi by Greta. If he's marrying her with the Shire Eris and with this document, Vare Shikhara Mikar, we have to assume definitely he had freed her beforehand because he would not go and marry her having not freed her beforehand. So it's a raya that she's freed. But the Hashad Amar law, excuse me, Tzibar Biskachi, but he's saying explicitly, I'm not saying that you were freed before, I'm freeing you now with this Shtar Erisin. I wanted to do double duty. Zayilach Shtar Shechur Bishtar Erisin. So obviously now we know that he had not freed her prior. He's freeing her right now. So that phrase can be used for shichur. I want to make you fit to be niskadish. And then marry me. So Romero says that works. I'm going to say that doesn't work. So that's not relevant to our discussion. Okay, so the more Amar Shimon Levi, Eved Sheniach Tefillin Bifnei Rabbi Yotzei L'Cheres. Fine. Meisvei. Brisa says, Lova Hemenu Rabba, if the Rabba borrowed money from the Eved, or she saw Rabba Apachopis, or the owner appointed the Eved as the Apachopis on the Odin's property. So these things are not valid forms of shikr. And you're saying it is. Some Rav Shilas, that's what we quoted, we said before. So that if the Odin, the was not involved, and the Eved put on tefillin on his own. So that's the case of the Braisa that says it's not. There's no indication of Kairos over there. But if the Odin is actively involved in putting on the tefillin, so that is conclusive. The Rashi. This Gemara is going that it's just a say, which is time bound, therefore the evidence potter, like an Isham. In general, they do not have the Evadim wearing tefillin. So the fact that he's wearing tefillin should prove something. Apichopas on the Chosav. He appointed him as Apichopas. There's nothing preventing him from being Apichopas and being an Eved. But in general, that's not how it would happen. Okay. Let's hold this here. Yeah.
Is there any